This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. For many people in Iowa, Thursday is not the best night to take down the Christmas tree. Many people go out tomorrow evening. They'll gather in schools, cafes, or living rooms to make their choices for president. In a moment, we will report on Republican efforts to win the first state in the campaign. We begin with the Democrats, who face a three-way race for the lead. But beyond Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John Edwards, other candidates are looking for attention. Here's NPR's David Green.
This is what it sounds like in the land of the frontrunners. Barack Obama in Des Moines talking about how nearly a year after he declared his candidacy, his supporters have him in the thick of the race.
10 months later, my bet has paid off. 10 months later, we stand on the brink of doing something very, very special right here in Iowa.
Obama's feeling the pressure in a race against Hillary Clinton and John Edwards that's too close to call. But in a small town an hour southeast of Des Moines, another Democrat is feeling the pressure as well.
Thank you so much. This is my second time at the Smoky Row Coffee House here in Oskaloosa. Mahaska County.
Bill Richardson arrives at the coffee house in a sport coat and tie, khakis, and snow boots. He says he first wants to recognize his volunteers.
Okay, our organizers. You know, I don't have, like the other candidates, a bunch of Secret Service and people running around with little things in their ears and Blackberries. I just have my Iowa kids. They don't look like much, but they're good. No, they are very good.
Richardson says among the Democratic candidates, he has the strongest plan to get troops out of Iraq quickly. And then he admits the reality. He's not trying to win in Iowa. He says he just wants to finish third or at least a strong fourth. He says that might get him in the mix in New Hampshire and keep him in the race for at least a few more weeks.
Because I want to get to the West on February the 5th, where you have Arizona and Colorado and New Mexico. And California, states that I believe we can do well.
In other words, for candidates like Richardson and Senators Chris Dodd and Joe Biden, tomorrow night is about survival. There are a few dozen people listening to Richardson. As it happens, some Hillary Clinton organizers are meeting upstairs in the coffee shop and occasionally interrupting him.
Are they clapping for me up there?
Richardson's best hope for doing well in the caucuses may be winning over people like Tony Ross. He works at a lighting company in Oskaloosa, and he's thinking carefully about his decision. Ross tells Richardson he's worried about Hillary Clinton getting the nomination because he thinks she may lose to a Republican.
So my biggest fear with going to caucus for you is that I drain support from somebody else, she gets it, and she steamrolls to the nomination. That's just an honesty. I just don't know how to bring myself around that.
Richardson has no easy answer. He says that if he gets the nomination, he could beat a Republican.
I believe I can do well on a national election, and you're right to be worried about who we can elect in a general election. So you moving my way or what?
Ross nods his head, but when I ask him afterwards if he's caucusing for Richardson...
I'm not sure.
He says Richardson is hands down his favorite in the race, but he says he just doesn't know if he'll have the resources to stay in the race long.
And I'm afraid that if I throw my support to him and he does not get enough of a bounce out of Iowa that drains support from either Edwards or Obama, that Mrs. Clinton would come out of Iowa as an eventual nominee, and that just worries me a little.
Nearby, Diane Van Gorp says she's leaning towards Richardson.
When you just look at Bill Richardson's record, he's got all this stuff that he's done.
He was a congressman, she says, and ambassador to the United Nations, and now governor of New Mexico.
I thought, wow, those are all good things.
How do you think a candidate like him keeps going and making all these stops and driving these miles when the poll numbers aren't really...
Yeah, boy, I wonder that about all those three or four bottom ones. I don't know. They must believe in themselves and their story, and... once they've started, they don't know how to quit.
But many of the candidates know the time may come when they have no choice. David Green, NPR News, Des Moines.